With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Law enforcement officials say the first few days of this year's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally have been among the busiest they've seen. Some 700,000 people are expected to celebrate their enthusiasm for motorcycles at the 10-day event that kicked off Friday. Law enforcement in Sturgis and Meade County say their calls for service during the first few days are up dramatically compared to previous years. Sturgis Police Chief Jody Vandewater says officers have issued 207 violations for open containers of alcohol since the rally began. Participants need a special souvenir cup to drink wine and beer in certain downtown areas. A 73-year-old South Dakota man has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for sexually molesting two young girls 5 years ago. Leonard Brings Plenty of Porcupine pleaded guilty in December 2020 to abusive sexual contact. He was accused of molesting a 4-year-old girl and a 6-year-old girl in 2016 at his residence on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Viken also ordered Brings Plenty to serve 5 years of supervised release. The case was investigated by the FBI. The South Dakota Department of Health publishes COVID-19 data once per week. Vermilion Mayor Kelsey Collier-Wise says that's not enough as the city prepares for an influx of college students.
We really need full information to be able to make these important decisions and for people to be able to make important individual decisions.
Collier-Wise says there are no specific COVID regulations at the University of South Dakota.
No, they are not required to be vaccinated. I know that there is going to be a big push as they come onto campus, and we're looking at ways that we can help with that and participate in trying to encourage students to get vaccinated.
Collier-Wise is anticipating 5,000 to 7,000 students moving to Vermilion this fall. A recent study says more dust is blowing around the Great Plains. Mark Sweeney studies dust as a professor of sustainability and environment at the University of South Dakota. He says the southern Great Plains are most at risk for dust storms as the climate changes. But he says the northern plains could be affected too.
We can usually make it through a 1 year of drought and not have to deal with big dust storms. But if we were to see a change in the meteorological patterns that would, say, set up 2 to 3 to 4 years of drought, then we're probably looking at big dust storms.
Widespread irrigation and improved agricultural practices help prevent dust storms. But Sweeney says that reliance on irrigation causes new problems. The High Plains aquifer that supplies water for much of the southern plains has been steadily overdrawn in recent decades. Some estimates say the aquifer could be 70% depleted within 50 years.
And so one of the reasons the southern plains has it a lot worse than the northern plains is because they're not going to be able to water themselves out of this problem in the future as temperatures continue to heat up and the soils continue to dry out and the aquifers continue to deplete under the current agricultural system.
Sweeney says one of the best ways to mitigate dust storms is keeping native grasslands intact. Farmers and ranchers create stock dams to hold water in dry areas. Salt from the soil washes into the dams during wet periods. The water evaporates during drought and the salt is left behind. That can be toxic for livestock and wildlife. Patrick Kozak is a PhD student at South Dakota Mines in Rapid City who is studying stock dams. He says salinity is measured in microsiemens per centimeter. Water becomes lethal at the 15,000 level.
We found in 2019, none of them were over 4,000. This year, we had 6% over 15,000. And as we've gone out every month, we've seen an increase in those as those impoundments, there's no freshwater recharge to dilute, so they keep concentrating.
Kozak says some stock dams are completely dried up.
As they recede down, you still have water in that pure shale, and it becomes a very thick, quick clay almost. And small lambs and sheep will get in there, and they'll get mired. They'll go down to their chest and not be able to get out. I have had that experience personally and gone down past my knee while I'm walking out trying to take measurements, even though I'm being safe.
Kozak says some ranchers with dried up dams are bringing in water by truck. And that is your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thank you for listening.